The night Max wore his wolf suit and made mischief of one kind and another, his mother called him Wild Thing, and Max said, "I'll eat you up." So he was sent to bed without eating anything. So begins the classic children's picture book and tale of adventure, Where the Wild Things Are, by Maurice Sendak. Sendak was a pioneering writer and illustrator of children's books. He died in 2012. Now an exhibit for children and adults alike at the William Bremen Jewish Heritage Museum in Atlanta showcases his life. Recently, I paid a visit to talk with the exhibit's curator, Tim Frelingos, about Wild Things and Sendak's creative life.
Where the Wild Things Are, it started actually as a book that he wanted to title Where the Wild Horses Are. He took it to his editor, an editor that highly respected him, Ursula Nordstrom from HarperCollins, and she said, "You know what, I love this idea about a boy escaping and going to this wild place, but you just can't draw horses very well." And that's when he came up with this idea of Wild Things. The Wild Things were based on a few different ideas. They were based on King Kong. He loved the movies, and he loved this image of this overgrown kind of beast that you were also a little sensitive to and sympathetic to. And then he remembered his Jewish relatives, many of whom had survived or had come over in the 1930s. They'd come to this house on Sundays. They'd eat everything in sight. They'd squeeze his cheeks. They'd speak in Yiddish. They were just wild to him. But as he grew up, he realized who they were, what they had fled from. And then that inspired his design of the Wild Things. And you can see that kind of sympathy in the drawings. Sendak didn't just like illustrating and then the writing. He liked the idea of books as physical objects. He talks about receiving The Prince and the Pauper from his sister as a child, and he would sleep with it almost like a teddy bear. He liked the physicality of it. And what we've done in the exhibition is we have some of these preliminary sketches. You can see here one great one shows Max in his wolf suit, and instead of just terrorizing a dog, there's actually a little sister. That, of course, doesn't make it into the final book. But with that, we've also put a copy of the book so that after you see these things, after you learn a little about the inspiration, you can then read through the book one more time and see how that played out in the final version of it. If you start at the very beginning of the book and knowing about Sendak's kind of love of the movies, as Max kind of terrorizes everyone in his house and he's up to mischief of one kind of another, you have a very set kind of 6x4 image that's on the page and then a lot of white border around it. And then as the story develops, that image becomes maybe about 8x8 or so with that same white border. And then what I love, which is probably one of the most amazing things, is that when that forest starts to grow in his room, and then it starts breaking the borders of the page, and the forest develops, and before you know it, the walls, the bedroom furniture are gone, and he's in this magical forest out for adventure, and you've got this whole page filled with the image. And it just, every page, it just spills over a little more and a little more. And I think of it kind of like you go to the movies, especially when he was going in the 30s and the 40s. You start with a newsreel, right? And then maybe it expands a little bit when you get to the serial, of the day, the action serial. And then by the time you get to the feature, the whole screen is taken up with the movie. And the Wild Things shout at him and they say, "No, please don't go. We'll eat you up. We love you so." And this is the quote that Sendak claims he got from those Jewish relatives, that they would say that to him, that they would say, "We'll eat you up. We love you so." And of course, that is one of those things Sendak did. He wrote stories not as an adult thinking, what should children learn? He thought, what do children like? Because he always claimed that part of him that was a child never left. It didn't grow up.
Sendak said he never wanted children of his own. He lived for decades with his longtime partner, Eugene Glynn. However, do you think Sendak had a sense of having descendants through children that read his books over the years?
He recounted a story of he had received kind of a fan letter from a child, and so he did an original illustration for the child and sent it back to him. And the mother wrote him and said, you know, he was so happy to get it that he ate it up. And
literally,
there was, he ate it up. Yeah, of course, just like the threat in the Wild Things about loving it so much that we'll eat you up. And for him, there was no higher praise than that.